Welcome to the NutraCast, a production by Nutra Ingredients USA. I'm Danielle Masterson. Thank you for joining me here on the NutraCast, where we talk and share insights from inside the nutrition industry. It's no secret that plants offer a vast source of bioactives that can improve human health. However, many potential therapeutics are produced in small amounts or in species that are just difficult to cultivate. To overcome these challenges, BioHarvest Sciences recently announced its platform for isolating and replicating the most beneficial cells of over 500,000 plants. To tell us more about this platform and how CPG companies can get involved, I'm joined by Ilan Sobel, CEO of BioHarvest Sciences. Hi, Ilan, and welcome to the NutraCast.
Hey, Danielle. It's a pleasure to be your guest on the podcast. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me. So, Ilan, you've got an interesting backstory to how you got involved with BioHarvest because you started off as an investor.
Yeah, sure. It's a pretty neat story, and it's all about, you know, being able to see something amazing through the keyhole of a door and just knowing when to push that door open. And it's opened my life for the last 4 years to probably the best 4 years of my professional career, as we, you know, utilize the power of our plant-based molecules to really, you know, change people's lives from a health and wellness perspective. So it started back in December 2019, together with two partners. We just finished wrapping up selling a business to Anheuser-Busch InBev in the big data, IoT, and software space. And previous to that, I'd spent 18 years of my career as a senior executive of the Coca-Cola company, working across multiple continents and international markets. And I stumbled across this company, and Danielle, the best way to describe it is I saw a gold mine, literally an R&D gold mine with absolute gold in this gold mine. And I saw a technology that, you know, I really felt was breakthrough. It was scalable. The company had already produced one unique molecule from the red grape cell, and they had done all the regulatory work. They'd done clinical trials. The IP strategy was really strong that they'd pulled together. And I loved the people. I loved the passion of the biotech world and the biologists, and just their sheer pursuit to unlock the secrets of cellular plant biology to bring these unique plant molecules to the marketplace was just so infectious. And after doing a very thorough due diligence, and I drove them crazy in my due diligence. You know, I've done enough due diligences in my life in companies, major companies across the world, and I know where to look, you know, where the skeletons might be in the closet. And wherever I looked with BioHarvest, I was just so impressed with the quality of the people, the professionalism, the, you know, as I said, the IP, the technology, the scalability, the clinical trials, the regulatory work. And I decided to invest in the company, albeit drove them mad through the process with all my questions in the due diligence process, but invested in the company. And I went away with my family on a family holiday, and I was up on a mountain in Italy, and I got a phone call from the CEO of the company, Dr. Zaki Rakib, who's the co-founder at the time, is the co-founder of the company, and at the time the CEO. And together with Dr. Yochi Chagai, who also is the CTO and also the co-founder of the company. And Dr. Zaki basically said to me, look, you drove us absolutely crazy during the due diligence process. But, you know, we realized we need a professional CEO to kind of come in and run the company. And we'd love for you to join us. And, you know, I talked about, you know, seeing things through the keyhole and then opening the door. And I just felt this was an amazing opportunity at this stage of my life, you know. At the time, I was 46, kind of going into a spiritual stage of my life, wanting to really leave a legacy on how I can be part of changing the world and impacting the lives of millions, tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of people. And I accepted the role, and, you know, literally about 12 weeks later, I was in my seat as CEO of the company. And as I said, it's been an amazing, amazing journey as we've scaled the business today. You know, north of 50,000 active customers, a business where we have, you know, literally 85% direct to consumer, And our technology and the molecules that we're producing are literally dramatically changing people's lives by creating human utility value. And human utility value is all about driving a transformational positive change in people's health and wellness. And that's why we exist. And that's the priority of the company. And when we do that right, shareholder value follows. So it's been an amazing 4 years building a products business unit anchored in the power of our botanical synthesis technology. And recently, we've also opened a CDMO services business unit as we bring the power of our technology process to unlock, you know, the power of 500,000 plants and the molecules that these plants have, and be able to bring these molecules to the giants of the pharmaceutical industry, cosmetics industry as well, so cosmeceuticals, nutraceuticals, and in fact, the food ingredients industry.
Okay, so yeah, tell us a little bit more about this botanical synthesis technology platform and how it works.
So, you know, at our core, we're a biotech company. And, you know, we have unique capabilities on the R&D side and on the manufacturing side. We just happened to build a really powerful, you know, e-commerce business, given the strength of the molecules that we're able to produce. But at the core, we're all about R&D and manufacturing. And botanical synthesis, you know, the company started in 2007. So it's been a, you know, 16, 17 year journey, and just under $100 million that we've invested in the technology process. So what we do with this technology, Danielle, is that we're able to take any plant once, just once. We need the plant once. And what we do is we're able to identify which are the cells inside the plant that are most critical to produce the phytonutrients or the phytomedicinal compounds, phytoactive compounds. And we take those cells and we grow those cells initially in petri dishes. And at this stage, what we do is we get the cells to do two things. One, through hundreds, sometimes thousands of experiments that we do by modifying a number of critical variables, we get these cells to, one, mirror the phytonutrients that are produced by the plant. And two, what we're able to do is get the cells to increase, we call it magnification. We target a specific phytonutrient and we get the cell to increase the levels of production, of elicitation of that specific phytonutrient by an order of magnitude versus what's found in the plant. And then we literally lock the cells, and we create a cell bank. And then we have this unique ability to be able to get these cells to be able to grow in massive industrial scale bioreactors, where in a very short duration, normally 18 to 21 days, we get the cells to multiply and to elicit the production of these unique phytonutrients with unique consistency, unique predictability, reliability, amazing sustainability credentials. And after the 18 to 20 days, we harvest the cells. We take the cells, they are growing in these large bioreactors in liquid media, and we basically drain the media from the cells, and we literally just dry the cells, and we're left with an amazing bioavailable and soluble and highly efficacious end molecule. And the red grape, which is our Vinia product, which is the first product we brought to the marketplace, is a great manifestation of the power of this process, because with our red grape cell, we increase the levels of the piceid resveratrol. Remember I talked about mirror and magnify? We magnified the levels by a factor of 100 versus what's found in the actual red grape itself. And that's why we're the only company in the world today that can produce piceid resveratrol, which for any people out there is the gold standard of resveratrol, because it's a glycoside, it has an extra sugar molecule, and it has unique solubility and bioavailability. It's 25 times more soluble than regular resveratrol, And it for in our case, our Pisces resveratrol lasts in the body from a bioavailability perspective. It lasts in the body for 12 hours. It has a peak after 1 hour, peak after 5 hours. And literally within 20 minutes, it's moved from the intestinal tract into the through the membrane into the blood plasma, and it's working on you. So we were able to mirror and magnify. We magnify the Pisces 100 times. We also have catechin, quercetin, anthocyanins, and tannins. That's part of the mirroring. And this is really the core phytonutrients that form part of our Vinia nutraceutical product that today, you know, we're selling in the marketplace. And we have extensive clinical trials behind Vinia. Core clinical trial is all around the fact that we've been able to demonstrate the ability to significantly increase flow-mediated dilation of arteries, FMD. And as a result of increasing dilation of arteries, you're able to increase blood flow. And as you know, Danielle, blood flow is one of the most critical parts of our body's operating system. No blood flow, literally, you know, energy, no mental alertness, and your body's super challenged. So with more blood flow, you have greater amounts of oxygen and nutrients that are flowing to the body tissues, organs, and cells, and the reduction of toxins in the body, removal of toxins in the body. And as a result, you know, when people take Vinia based on our clinical trials, you get that increase in dilation of arteries, you get more blood flow, and you have improved physical energy, you have improved mental alertness because you've got more blood flow going to the peripheral part of the brain. Vinia gets below the blood-brain barrier, so you have a lot more blood flow, which reduces brain fog and gives you more mental alertness. And then we have a number of other, you know, benefits that we've been able to demonstrate. For example, reducing oxidation of LDL cholesterol, as well as helping to reduce oxidative stress, as well as helping to maintain blood pressure within already normal ranges. So that helps you understand the technology and, I guess, the application of our technology with our red grape cell molecule, which is kind of underpinned in the Vinia product that we sell direct to consumers in the marketplace.
Yeah, and so your market is mostly focused here in the United States. Who would you say is your sort of typical consumer of Vinia?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we kind of classify, you know, our consumer archetypes as, first of all, you know, we have our problem solvers. And these are people normally, you know, 50 plus that understand that they have challenges with blood flow. And they're looking for a solution to help them with blood flow. And that's where, you know, Vinia, we kind of see ourselves as the king of blood flow, you know, really through the mechanism of action where we're increasing dilation of arteries. And we increase that dilation of arteries through actually a very unique mechanism of action where we've been able to demonstrate, you know, in our clinical trials that we actually are able to increase the nitric oxide. As you know, Daniel, when we age, our body actually produces less nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is really important because it acts as a vasodilator. And in addition, as we age, our body produces more of the bad stuff, which is called ET1, endothelial 1. And endothelial 1 acts as a vasoconstrictor. So what Vinia is able to do is we're able to work on both increasing the good stuff, so we increase the nitric oxide, plus we reduce the ET1, the bad stuff, which is the vasoconstrictor. And as a result of increasing the good stuff and reducing the bad stuff, we're able to achieve the significant increase in dilation of arteries, which delivers more blood flow. And with this, we're able to address the needs of those problem solvers. And then you have a second group, which are all about preventative, right? Looking at their lives, these people are normally 35 plus, sometimes hitting the 40 mark, where you kind of go through that, you know, positive midlife crisis where you got to start taking care of yourself better, and you want to, you know, basically prepare yourself as you go through that aging process. And that's why we see a lot of people coming in to Vinia as part of basically their overall preventative, you know, approach to aging better. So these are really our core users. We also start to see a lot of users, you know, younger from a life cycle perspective, who are athletes who are looking for the edge because of the increase in nitric oxide, as well as the unique solubility and bioavailability. So, in fact, you know, we've been doing a lot of work with NFL athletes and basically seen some really, really good success. We do a lot of work with Yo Murphy. Yo Murphy is one of the coaches of the of basically combines, where you have a number of athletes wanting to get into the NFL, and we've seen some really good results with athletes as a result of taking Vinia, as far as improving their physical energy, improving their overall mental alertness.
Okay, and so when it comes to sports nutrition, what is the primary goal when taking Vinia?
For us, as we look at athletes, it's all about really helping the athletes with our core product. It's all around improving their physical energy and improving their overall mental alertness. And as we look at the athletes for today, we've seen a significant opportunity in actually going after a unique delivery mechanism around the hydration space. And we have a new product that we're working on. We're about to go into clinical trials on this product, where we're taking literally one capsule of Vinia, so all the phytonutrients for one capsule of Vinia, together with a very unique electrolyte mix, where we're using sodium, which comes from Irish sea salt. We're using potassium, which is a source from coconut water powder. And then we're utilizing micronized magnesium. And when the micronized magnesium actually reacts with water, it creates hydrogen. And there are many clinical trials related to hydrogen reducing oxidative stress and hence improving overall performance and recovery. So we're really excited. We've got a great tasting product which combines the benefits of Vinia and the power of increased dilation of arteries. As I said, in our clinical trials, we showed the ability to significantly increase dilation of arteries after taking one capsule of Vinia every day for 90 days. And so leveraging the benefits of Vinia together with the benefits of hydrogen, plus the hydration benefits we'll be putting into this product, we are looking to be able to deliver some significant outcomes as it relates to time to exhaustion, oxygenation levels in the body, understanding the pharmacokinetics here, and really ultimately being able to bring to elite athletes superior science, superior taste, and superior efficacy with bringing finally a hydration solution anchored in science with strong clinical trial behind it, really demonstrating the ability to help them improve at the highest level their performance as well as their recovery. So that product will go into clinical trials in the third quarter. We're just about to go through an IRB, Investigational Review Board, and we're really looking forward to bringing that product to market in 2025.
Okay, so you've got this hydration product in the pipeline. What format is it?
It's going to be a powder in a sachet. So we're really looking at, from a competitive landscape, you're looking at dealing with, obviously your classical products out there, your Gatorades of the world, but also looking at, your liquid IVs, your LMNTs. It's a very, very significant category. And again, we're trying to disrupt the category with superior science, superior efficacy, and superior taste. And we've worked really hard at coming up with a great tasting formulation that we'll be taking into our future clinical trial.
Okay, so exciting times at BioHarvest. What's next for you all? You mentioned that hydration product. Do you have any other products in the pipeline or new research or anything else?
Yeah, well, on our products business, we've done some amazing work the last few years on olive cells. Today, we produce the highest levels, I believe, in the world. I haven't seen anybody else that can produce higher levels of verbascoside glycoside. Verbascoside glycoside is a unique polyphenol. It's probably the most well-known anti-inflammatory polyphenol from the olive. And this is a molecule that we're looking to bring to market in the next 12 months, focusing on liver health, cholesterol health, and joint health. Again, we're busy working through the overall regulatory process and starting to do all the work that we need to do from a clinical trial perspective as we bring products to market with significant science behind it. So we're really excited about this product we're bringing to the market. But I think for this audience, what's really important for us to talk about, whilst our products business has been able to demonstrate the power of our botanical synthesis technology and how we bring unique molecules to market with, you know, with anchored in science, with high efficacy, what's important to understand is that, you know, we made a conscious decision as a management team that, you know, we want to have our technology, our botanical synthesis technology, unique technology where we're unlocking the secrets of cellular plant biology in a way which is non-GMO. We do not in any way change the molecular structure of the phytonutrients, where we're, you know, mirroring what the plant has, magnifying it, and we're able to produce with unique consistency, predictability. We wanted to avail this technology to be able to go from, you know, 50,000 active customers to, you know, impact the lives of 50 million people. And to do that, we realized that we need to open our technology. So in late February, we announced at Bio, which is the umbrella organization for pharma and biotech, we announced that we were opening a CDMO services business. So for those of you who don't know what a CDMO, it's a contract development and manufacturing organization. So we really were opening up our technology to allow leaders in the pharmaceutical industry, cosmeceutical, nutraceutical, food and beverage ingredients industry to be able to work with us and to be able to go from a plant to literally a final molecule to be able to be produced at significant scale in our industrial scale bioreactors in literally 15 to 24 months and, you know, with $1.6 to $2.5 million of non-recurring engineering expenses, which is done in a phased approach. And we announced to the market at that time that we already have two contracts. One, a NASDAQ-listed pharmaceutical company to produce an enzyme for them, and another one with a major ingredients company in the U.S. Working on in the non-nutritive sweetness space. And we continue right now, since we made this announcement, to deal with a very interesting, you know, pipeline of companies as they find out about us, who are approaching us to be able to, you know, basically produce these unique plant-based molecules for them, where ultimately the way it works with our CDMO is that we obviously own all the patents from a process perspective and scaling perspective, but when we develop a molecule, Danielle, for one of our customers have the rights, the irrevocable rights and the patents for the unique, the composition rights and patents for the overall composition of the molecule. Because what we're doing when we're actually doing our magic from a botanical synthesis perspective, we're actually able to get patents on the composition. Because as you know, it's been a real challenge, you know, the pharma industry, they started with the plant. Many of our first medicines came from the plant world, but the pharma industry and many industries have walked away from the plant world because they struggled with consistency. They struggled with economic viability because often the phytonutrients are found in such small levels in the plant that it's not economically viable to use extraction and other techniques to be able to get large amounts of these phytonutrients. And then it was literally impossible to get patents because you can't patent nature. So this is where our technology really is a game changer. We're able to produce with unique consistency. We're able to produce with economic viability because of the scale of what we produce. And importantly, we're able to have protection around the composition as it relates to patents with our customers. And so, you know, I think I probably have one of the best jobs in the world seeing, you know, unique use cases of companies today, those leaders of industry, that really realize that, you know, the answers lie in the plant kingdom, whether it's premiumizing your food and making it, you know, unique functionality from an overall health and wellness perspective, all the way through to, you know, looking for molecules out there that are able to address unmet needs as it relates to, you know, current indications out there that, you know, the current solutions are not meeting the needs of patients out there. So, you know, we're seeing very unique use cases in the pharmaceutical industry, cosmetics industry, where consumers now are leading the dialogue. Consumers do not want products that have chemicals inside them. they started to understand the unintended consequences of this. So major cosmetics companies are also starting to go back to the plant world. And it's technologies like ours that create that critical bridge between the plant kingdom and the secrets of the plant kingdom, those critical phytonutrients, and being able to produce this at the scale, at the consistency that industry needs. So this really is a big focus of the company. As we, you know, we look to this year, we will take in a class, 2024 will be a class of 10 plants, and then we'll continue to scale this as we work with our customer partners to go through that 15 to 24 month development cycle. And then once we've been able to demonstrate how we can scale these new molecules and grow them in large scale bioreactors with consistency and with industrial scale, we then move to a royalty based partnership with these companies as we partner with them and become an absolutely critical part of their short and medium term innovation pipeline, because we're able to move very, very quickly with our plant tissue culture work and our ability to scale the cells to grow in large scale bioreactors. That's why I said it's a 15 to 24 month end to end process, which is not a lot of time when you think about you're bringing a game changing molecule to the marketplace.
Wow, you guys don't waste any time.
Passionate. We're passionate about what we do. We see the transformational changes that our molecules have in people's lives. And this is what drives us every day.
I was going to ask about that because you've been with the company, you know, as CEO at least for 4 years, but you've been involved as an investor for many more years. Clearly, you are passionate. You might be one of the most passionate people I've interviewed. How do you keep that up?
You know, it's a great question. Probably the answer that really just describes the cycle of my day. And, you know, we're a public company. We have R&D and manufacturing in Israel. Our marketplace is in the U.S. We're building more capacity in Israel. We're starting to build capacity now in the next 24 months for our CDMO business in the U.S. because we need to be producing for our customers, very much close to our customers. So it's a busy, hectic, you know, 16, 18 hour day. And not just for me, I have an amazing leadership team, chief medical officer, chief technology officer, VP of R&D. We have a very, very mature team, people that have, you know, 25, 30 years of experience, normally from the pharma and biotech space, and then have, you know, obviously been with us for a good, you know, 10 to 12 years. So I'm really blessed with an amazing leadership team, and this is part of what keeps me going. And then, you know, at the end of the day, what keeps us going is that we have the privilege of having a direct-to-consumer business. And when you have a direct-to-consumer business, you have the benefit of getting customer reviews. And every day as CEO, you know, I get every single review comes into my inbox, every review on Amazon and every review that comes through our own, through purchases through our own website. And I can get anywhere from 30 to 50 reviews. And, you know, when you've had a really tough day and a challenging day and you go in and you read those reviews, and I encourage all the people out there to read our customer reviews, you'll see the transformational change that we make in people's lives. Because, you know, you think about a product like Vinia, right, where we increase dilation of arteries, as I said, back with our clinical trials, 90 days, taking one capsule, and we're able to significantly increase that dilation of arteries, which in turn is able to increase blood flow. You know, we're giving physical energy, more physical energy and mental alertness. And Daniel, who does not need more physical energy and mental alertness today? And when you understand the impact that it has on people's lives and you see the notes that they're writing to you in the reviews and the feedback that you're giving, that's what gives us, you know, the strength every day to sleep a few hours and then to get up and keep on working. And of course, I'm on Vinia as well every day. So I have that edge.
Okay, so that's the secret.
There's spiritual strength from the reviews and then obviously the physical energy and mental alertness from the molecule that we produced.
Okay. And so you are based in Israel, but your market is focused on the U.S. You're there in Tel Aviv right now. How are you? What has your experience been like, you know, the past 6-7 months for BioHarvest and for yourself?
So firstly, thank you very much for asking me that question. I really appreciate it. You know, it's very interesting every day I'm speaking to, you know, 5-10 different people, you know, from the business environment, and not everybody stops and actually says, how are you? How are you guys doing? Understanding the really challenging time that we've been through since October the 7th. And frankly, you know, every day is a challenge. But, you know, we are a very resilient people. We're very committed to what we're doing from a personal and professional mission. And we've been really, really fortunate that we've been able to continue scaling a business and scaling dramatically as we meet the needs of our subscription-based customers, making sure that we're, you know, we have the supply chain, completeness of supply chain, on time, in full delivery to our customers, meeting their expectations. And it hasn't been easy, but we've done it because we're just maniacally focused on what we're doing. We have a relentless commitment, servant leadership to our customer base. And, you know, we believe in what we do. And as a result, you know, there were times when, you know, we were, you know, working in the factory and we would have sirens going and we knew that there were missiles on their way and we'd be running into bomb shelters and waiting 10 to 15 minutes until it was safe. And then we'd be back on the factory floor doing what we needed to do because we were driven by a very clear mission, deep belief in our technology. And frankly, Daniel, we're driving a movement of change in the world. Botanical synthesis is, you know, where we believe the technology will be in 10 years' time. It will be synonymous with the scale of chemical synthesis, of biologics. You know, even in the biologics world, you know, our botanical synthesis, we can produce complex molecules like biologics. Our molecules have a ability to produce them much faster to market, much lower cost of production. We don't have the immunogenicity challenges you have like you have with biologics because, you know, we've been interacting with plants for thousands of years. So, you know, we really see what we're doing as a company as driving a movement of change in the world. And that's, you know, part of why we've opened up the technology and that's what drives us every day. So it's been tough doing this amidst a very, very challenging environment. Israel is a very, very small country. You know, there's no degrees of separation. Every single person here has been affected. You know, we all feel the pain because there's such a close connection. But, you know, at the end of the day, we have a job to do. We have customers that we have to deliver our commitments to. And I'm really proud of the team on how we've navigated through very challenging situation to be able to scale our business and deliver our commitments to our customers at the same time.
Wow. I just couldn't imagine. And I'm thinking about some of the folks who receive their bottles of Vinya here in the comfort of their homes in the United States. I wonder if they ever look at that bottle and hold it and sort of appreciate where it's been and how it got there.
So it's a really beautiful thought that you have. And I can't tell you how many messages we have since October the 7th into our you know, customer success team. Messages even that come through on the reviews, just with a tremendous amount of support, appreciation, and just genuine gratification, just an understanding of what we're going through. And yeah, these are, you know, you asked me before, what keeps us going? This is what keeps us going. You know, when our customer base, you know, I think there are a good proportion of people that really do understand that because, you know, part of our process is we educate our customers on our technology. We educate our customers on the importance of solubility, bioavailability, and efficacy. And that's really, you know, these are critical properties of our Vinya product, you know, which drives, you know, ultimately its effectiveness. And I think, you know, people, by understanding the company, the technology, you know, they understand where the product comes from. And we've received amazing, amazing amounts of deep support from our customer base, which, again, is part of what drives us and gives us strength every day.
Elon Sobel, I'm so glad you were able to share the story of BioHarvest and your story there in Israel. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me and share your journey here on the NutriCast.
Thank you, Daniel. I really enjoyed talking to you. And hopefully it's been very informative for your listener base. And I really appreciate the sensitivity and understanding that you've shown to our country and the company. Thank you.
If you like what you just heard, you could subscribe to the NutraCast wherever you get your podcast. You can also head to NutraIngredients-USA.com for even more Nutra-related content. Thank you for listening. I'm Danielle Masterson. As always, I'll catch you here on the NutraCast next week.